brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
The Morning Animals.
Buffalo scores with 13 seconds left. I mean, you, technically, you still have time to get field goal, but it looks pretty grim there. What, you have any special advice to Pat right there? Do you have any words for him at that point when Buffalo took the lead for the last time?
Yeah, when it's grim, be the grim reaper and go get it. So he did that. He went, he made everybody around him, which he is great at. And you know, he just does it effortlessly. When it gets tough, you know, he's going to be there battling, and players appreciate that.
We are the Morning Animals. Nzinga, Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick, and Kerry Murdoch on this Monday, January 24th.
That's one of the better lines and answers to a question I've ever heard from a football coach.
When things are grim, be a reaper.
Be the grim reaper. Right. I mean, come on, man. That was great. I mean, he wasn't set up for that. The reporter just threw in the word pretty grim. Andy Reid, great stuff. What a coach. Now, made one of the dumbest decisions.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it was his call or Eric Bieniemy's, but
whoever,
running the belldozer with Blake Bell and then running an option pitch, not a keeper, and then not having the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hands late.
Running a trick off of a trick is just not probably your best choice,
yeah,
right there in that situation.
No.
When you have Patrick Mahomes having the day of days.
And granted, we hadn't seen the best of Mahomes or Allen at that point yet, but still, yeah, you pretty much should trust that guy.
I think they were pretty much great all night. But
yeah,
once you got into the fourth quarter in the last 2 minutes, it was just stupid
how
good they were.
They were epic.
No, it's the only game I can really think of off the top of my head of just the back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I mean, I remember sitting and watching that Kellen Winslow, San Diego Chargers and Miami Dolphins game. It was just like back and forth. It was incredible. It was just an incredible game. It seemed like it was never going to end and everybody exhausted. I mean, I just can't imagine being a Buffalo Bill as hard as they fought and all of those great runs. Great drives to get down there and go ahead with 13 seconds. To have Patrick Mahomes go out there and cut your throat like that is just, it's soul crushing. I mean, just absolutely soul crushing. Buffalo Bills fans, my God, my heart aches for you.
Oh, dude.
They've been through enough already. They've been through, and Patrick Mahomes isn't going away.
No.
Always going to be. It's like, there have been so many great teams in the history of all of our professional sports leagues, but there's always been somebody in the way.
Yep.
I mean, think about the Utah Jazz, how good that team was. There's this guy named Michael Jordan hanging around the league.
Right.
There are other great players, but there's always good teams who just never got there simply because somebody was in the way.
Yeah, that's the thing. You might look back and talk about this historic era of quarterbacks. And, yeah, think about the Jordan era, right? You've had in these Hall of Fame players that came out of that era. Some of the all-time best, Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, guys like that, Malone, Stockton, couldn't win a title because of that one dude. Mahomes could be the Michael Jordan of this era.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, he could be that next thing. You saw that clip you played. Could this be the end of the Tom Brady era? And by the way, I hated him from the tuck rule, and that's why I hated Tom Brady, clearly, from that one play and the fact that he just kept winning and winning and winning, and that wore me out. But in postgame yesterday, how many guys just kept coming after him about what's your decision going to be? And he would give them a really clear answer. Somebody else would. And he finally said, listen, guys, I mean, in effect saying, stop asking me this question. I'm really still focused on the game that I went through.
I
appreciate that you want an immediate answer. You want me to make up my mind for the rest of my life. But he was incredibly patient in a situation where a lot of guys could have got mad about it. He was awesome.
Well, and I don't know if you noticed right after the game, just the visual on the field, how many people came up to Tom Brady from the Rams?
Yes.
Odell Beckham, Stafford, all those guys. I mean, Aaron Donald. All came up to pay their respect. Not knowing if he's going to retire, just be like, dude, we would love to get to where you've been seven times.
Well,
like, these
the fact that what he just did to them. Tom Brady, the Rams last night, and had that game gotten overtime and Tampa Bay got the football, he's winning.
Well, I mean, Odell,
they're going to go score touchdowns.
Odell Beckham even said, yeah, I just figured Tom Brady was going to tie the game. I mean, like everybody else in the world, I've seen it time and time again.
The Rams had to fail time and time again just to put him in that position, but they failed as many times as they needed to give him that football.
Well, and here's it. I mean,
Matthew Stafford stepped out, and there were two plays this weekend. I don't know how that I don't know how the Rams let the Tampa Bay receiver get behind him. I don't know how Jalen Ramsey let that guy get behind him.
Mike Evans
for the touchdown. And how does then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers turn around and let Cooper Kupp get behind them? Same game.
Cooper Kupp's the real deal, man. That guy is phenomenal. He is too. You know, I said this after the Packers game against the 49ers. Outside of quarterback. So, obviously, your quarterback is going to win the MVP this year. It's either going to be Rodgers or Brady. You could throw in all these guys. Mahomes, whatever. Josh Allen. Herbert. There's the elite. And they're going to win MVPs most years. And they are this year. Outside of the quarterback, who was the most valuable player to their team getting to successful points in the season outside of the quarterbacks? And I said immediately after the game Saturday, I thought Deebo Samuel is as valuable to his team as any player in the NFL, because there was about a 4 to 5 game stretch. And Q-Tip knows, being a fantasy guy, Deebo Samuel was their running game, and he's a receiver.
Yeah.
He broke the record for most rushing touchdowns by a wide receiver this past year.
Because he was their running back.
Yeah.
And then Cooper Kupp did what he did yesterday, and I'm thinking, well, maybe Cooper Kupp was the best player, not a quarterback, this year. And I know you can throw out a T.J. Watt on defense or a Micah Parsons, guys like that, historic seasons. But Cooper Kupp, who won the Triple Crown of receiving, receptions, touchdowns, yards. I mean, that dude was he's a reason why the Rams are where they are. Not just yesterday's game.
Matthew Stafford getting that guy the football season long,
well,
too.
Well, that helped, yeah.
I mean, they went out and they traded an entire draft for Matthew Stafford, and it paid off on that last drive yesterday. He didn't make any mistakes to let Tampa Bay back in. He didn't make any.
No.
The center snapping a ball, he wasn't ready for it. It was like, how many ways can you fail? I mean, just before the halftime, they fumble. They're down on the goal line. Then two more fumbles, and that it was crazy. But everything that they traded to get Matthew Stafford in there, it all paid off on that one play.
Sure.
And Cooper Kupp getting open.
Well, it's that, and then everything they traded during the season.
Yeah.
To get Von Miller.
Yeah, I mean, all over. He was all over Tom Brady all day long. That pass rush was just relentless.
Well,
but Brady gets rid of the football so quick. They made him get rid of the football quick. That interception was 100% on that pass rush.
Well, and Brady,
made a hell of a play too.
Brady was without one of the best offensive linemen, Tristan Wirfs. Remember the guy from Iowa, the rookie last. Remember the guy who
jumped out on draft day, jumping
out of the pool. He was out. That was a massive loss for the Buccaneers going into the game, and it showed against that pass rush that they gave him all kinds of grief. And you can't sack Brady, but they got pressure on him.
Yeah, they hit him. I mean, they got back there and they hit him and they got his attention all day long. But speaking of quarterbacks getting hit, Joe Burrow played one of the most gutty football games I've ever seen anybody play. He just got hit. He got sacked 9 times, but he got hit a lot more than that. He kept getting up and threw over 300 yards, made every play he needed to make. He's ridiculous. Chase was over 100 yards receiving.
The Bengals, man, I don't know exactly what their salary structure is right now, but I got to assume they've got some money to spend, because their best players are on rookie and second year deal. Like, they've got Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, and Joe Mixon, he makes a lot of money.
T. Higgins is still on a new contract, too.
Right, so think about, if they have any money to spend, go do what, you know, the 49ers did and spend on a Trent Williams or Orlando Brown with Kansas City. Go get some big – now, you need to draft a few guys like, you know, Kansas City with Creed Humphrey.
Yeah.
But also – go get an offensive lineman and free agency, because that's all they need right now. That is all they – and they still may win this
week. They're set up for really long-term success. You mentioned Trent Williams. He went for some kind of stuff after the game, I think to get x-rayed or something. He got hurt at the end of that game, so they definitely need him. Against that Ram pass rush, I mean, they'll kill Garoppolo.
Can you imagine just – you're watching – you're a Tennessee Titans fan, all right, Phil? I'm putting you in a role play here.
I'll pretend, okay.
And you're watching that game. You have the number one seed. And you have Derrick Henry. You have Julio Jones.
Right.
A.J. Brown. Just phenomenal players. Defense for days, right?
Right.
And you watch that game and you're thinking, we have all this stuff. We have Ryan Tannehill and they have Joe Burrow.
Yep, there you go.
Golly, we have all this stuff and we don't have that guy.
Yeah.
They have that guy. 4 interceptions. Ryan Tannehill was, he made one great throw to Brown.
Mm-hmm.
4 interceptions, especially the game-sealing interception. Oh, my goodness. If you're a fan of a team like that that has stuff, like Browns fans are starting to lean that way too. Like, oh, we have great defensive players.
Mm-hmm. We have offensive skill
players. Incredible offensive line. Mm-hmm. Running backs for days. Baker Mayfield is not
It's very,
Joe
very
Burrow's
clear.
Level.
That elite class in the NFL is so clear where they are and who they are right
There's
now.
A line.
You know who the young guys are. I mean, three of the best quarterbacks in the league right now are all in the AFC. They're all babies.
I throw Herbert in there.
Well, so we got Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Herbert is who I'm throwing in there. I missed Joe Burrow.
It's four.
So, yeah, those four guys are going to be battling it out forever in the AFC. So, I mean, you're screwed if you're anybody else unless you get an elite-level quarterback. And with Brady and Aaron Rodgers, seemingly at the end of their careers, mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like the AFC, just give them a Super Bowl trophy going forward.
By the way, Curtis.
Yes.
A state representative has contacted us. Representative Jacob Rosecrans.
Hey, Jacob.
He wants to know if he needs to file a bill to address the window issue. He wants to call it the Window Freedom Act.
If we want,
Patrick Window Freedom Act.
If we need a lobbyist for that bill, I'm game. Hey, whatever he needs.
I said yes. Please add the words "Freedom Patriot" or "Star Spangled" to the title of the bill to ensure passage.
I'm a patriot.
Listen,
let's go.
When you knock that out, get behind that sports gambling bill too.
Okay. Well,
we have a laundry list of things we'd like you to do.
We'd really like you to focus really heavily on that because it's already been proposed by somebody else. So if he needs somebody to say, I second that. Then be that guy, Jacob.
Listen, if he's a fan of the show, he's probably on board.
Yeah, he's a degenerate gambler. Yeah. We know it.
He's probably on board. All right. We are the Morning Animals. Thank you for listening.
Identify all legislators who listen to the show. We want to give you a shout out.
You can't be that bad if you listen to us. That's
right.
How I feel about it. This is 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.